It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Scott, who's in Santee. Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of her studio, please.
Tammy, get out of here.
All right, good luck, Scott.
All right, Scott, I got five pop culture questions for you, pal. As you know, if you get more right than Tammy, you will get $100 of her San Diego County Credit Union checking account money. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Scott, if you tie Tammy, you're going to lose to Tammy. Best of luck to you, Scott.
Okay.
Keith Urban is hosting tonight's ACM Awards, so let's play the high-low game. Keith has won 10 ACMs. Is that too high or too low?
I think it's too low.
Fred Savage didn't take part in a Zoom Princess Bride reunion. He says he was celebrating his brother's birthday. In Princess Bride, did Fred play the sick grandson, a tree-living elf, or the son of the Princess Bride?
The sick grandson.
There's a new Reese's peanut butter cup that's coming out. It's stuffed with pieces of potato chips. Fill in the blank to this latest Reese's peanut butter cup slogan. Sorry.
It's delicious.
Pepsi just announced a new product called Drift Well, which is a relaxation drink that's supposed to help you de-stress and go to sleep. This is the exact opposite of Pepsi's extra caffeine version that they launched in America in 2006. What was that Pepsi called?
I think it was Jolt.
And finally, in an interview with People magazine, Garth Brooks was asked if he was hurt when fans said it was time for him to stop winning Entertainer of the Year awards. Simple answer, nope. How many times has Garth Brooks won the CMA for Entertainer of the Year?
It was a lot. 30.
Let's get Tammy back in. Come on back, Tam.
Actually, I don't know why I said that. It can't be that many.
Scott just did the math. He's like, wait a second. That can't even be possible. All right, Tammy. Scott did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Tam, Keith Urban, as you know, hosting tonight's ACM Awards. So let's play the high-low game. Keith has won 10 ACMs. Is that too high or too low?
That's too low.
It's too low. He's won 15, including last year's Entertainer of the Year. He's only up for one award this year. So anyway, Scott knew that. It's 1-1. Fred Savage didn't take part in a Zoom Princess Bride reunion. He says he was celebrating his brother's birthday. In Princess Bride, did Fred play the sick grandson, a tree-living elf, or the son of the Princess Bride?
He was the sick grandson.
It's true. It's 2-2. Tammy, there's a new Reese's peanut butter cup that's coming out stuffed with pieces of potato chips.
Mmm.
Really?
It's good. I've had chocolate. There's a specialty chocolate bar that has potato chips in it. It's very good together. The salt and the sweet.
Okay. All right. Fill in the blank to the latest Reese's peanut butter cup slogan. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Correct.
They're my favorite candy.
Okay. Good to know. Scott went with they're delicious. So it's now 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Pepsi just announced a new product called Drift Well, which is a relaxation drink. It's supposed to help you de-stress and go to sleep. The exact opposite of Pepsi's extra caffeine version that they launched in America in 2006. What was that Pepsi called?
Was that Pepsi Max?
That's correct. Pepsi Max.
By the way, Drift Well is the dumbest name. I mean, does that even sound appealing to you? Drift Well.
I guess I didn't really think about it that much. You have been on a very harsh tangent as of late. If you're not criticizing Taylor Swift's gift-giving ability, it's right. Pepsi's naming product. All right, so Scott didn't know that. He went with Jolt. So it's now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, in an interview with People magazine, Garth Brooks was asked if he was hurt when fans said it was time for him to stop winning Entertainer of the Year awards. Simple answer, nope. How many times has Garth won the CMA Entertainer of the Year award?
Let's go with 10.
Incorrect. He was 7. You overshot just a bit, but not as much as Scott did, who guessed 30. 30 times, which meant Garth Brooks won his first Entertainer of the Year at the ripe old age of 15. anyway, today, Scott, Tammy wins by a score of 4-2. No money today in your future, buddy. Nice prize for hanging with us this morning.
Yes, we are going to set you up with the digital download of Luke Bryan's brand new album called Live Here, Die Here, and that's courtesy of UMG Nashville.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy that, pal. Before you leave, however, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Scott Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.